since the resignation of Jim Mattis last New Year's Eve. This is NPR News.
From WCAI in Woods Hole, I'm Steve Junker. Good afternoon. The National Weather Service has confirmed that a tornado touched down briefly in Yarmouth today around noon. No injuries have been reported, but we are hearing and seeing reports of downed trees and power lines as well as roof damage. One report on Twitter shows extensive roof damage to the Cape Sands Inn on Main Street in West Yarmouth. Yarmouth fire officials confirm multiple reports of damage and are responding. The National Weather Service also reported a wind gust of 90 miles an hour at Calmus Beach in Hyannis and a nearly 70-mile-an-hour gust in Vineyard Haven. Portions of the Cape saw as much as 3.5 inches of rain during the strongest parts of the storm. The storm was also fast-moving at about 35 miles an hour. Utility company Eversource reporting thousands are without power across the Cape in the wake of the storm. Most are in Harwich, with about 40% of the town right now without power. About a quarter of customers in Mashpee are without power. There are about 1,000 homes and businesses without power on Martha's Vineyard. And there are scattered outages reported in Yarmouth, Brewster, Dennis, and Chatham. The storm has moved out of the region, and there is no current tornado warning. In other news, a minke whale that
in the news this hour, a tornado with 90-mile-per-hour winds touched down in South Yarmouth this afternoon, damaging a hotel not far from Cape Cod Hospital. WCAI's Sarah Mises-Tan reports.
The Cape Sands Inn lost about a third of its roof during the tornado, which touched down just after noon, leaving 6 rooms on the upper level of the hotel totally exposed to the elements. There were no reported injuries. Diane Martin and her husband had just checked into their room at the inn when the tornado struck.
We were upstairs, so the trees you could see were blowing that way, and the flag was blowing that way real hard. And then it got real calm, and then immediately just turned and whipped that way, and it was just blowing so hard, and then the roof went.
The damaged section of the hotel's roof landed in pieces in an overgrown area behind the hotel. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises.
On WCAI. In the news this hour, a tornado with wind gusts of up to 90 miles per hour touched down in South Yarmouth and Harwich today, ripping part of the roof off the Cape Sands Inn along Route 28. No injuries from the inn were reported, but the 6 topmost rooms in one section were exposed to the elements. Hotel management is working to find alternate lodging for affected guests. Kayleen Farah and her family were visiting from Montreal and staying at the inn this week. They were in a nearby shopping mall when the tornado struck, and they were waiting for an opportunity to get back into the hotel to get their belongings.
They're afraid that the floor could collapse, so they don't want us to go and get our stuff. And so we're just waiting. And my son is he's 12 and he's in a state of shock right now. But he was crying earlier. I don't know what state everything is. So we'll see.
Widespread tree and power line damage in the wake of that storm has left many in Harwich, Dennis, and Yarmouth without electricity. And this update on the Barnstable County Fair, officials say the fair will not open tonight because of flooding and wind damage from today's big storm. A spokesman for the fair told the Falmouth Enterprise that closing the fair because of inclement weather is extremely rare. In the news this hour, Reed Lamberty, a spokesperson with the utility company Eversource, says the company is mounting a, quote, massive response to the damage from today's tornado. But he says power outages on the Cape may not be quickly fixed.
You know, we want to warn our customers it could be a lengthy outage. You know, it may not be just a few hours. It may be well into the night. It could be into tomorrow. It could even be a couple of days for some of our customers if that's significant.
Currently, there are more than 10,000 customers without power in Harwich, more than 13,000 in Dennis, 8,000 in Chatham, and about 3,800 customers without power in Brewster. And Harwich has declared a local state of emergency, and Eversource has been asked to cut the power in that community, and that's to allow crews to begin cleaning up the debris. The Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, or MEMA, is continuing to monitor the situation along with state police and other state and local agencies. And there have been numerous reports of downed trees and wires, as well as structural damage to homes and businesses. The towns of Chatham and Yarmouth have also requested crews to help. Woods Hole. Eversource is pulling in additional crews to bring power back to homes and businesses affected by today's storm. Reed Lamberty is a spokesperson with the company.
So we currently have line crews and tree crews on the Cape, not only assessing the damage to today's tornado, but also starting to make repairs. And we've also mobilized additional line crews and tree crews from Western Mass, Connecticut, and New Hampshire to respond to the case to also help in that process.
Local news. Power is still out for more than 30,000 residents this morning across Cape Cod, one day after a severe, fast-moving storm. That storm included a tornado with 90-mile-an-hour winds, and it was confirmed to have touched down in parts of the Mid-Cape, especially in Yarmouth, where it ripped the roof off one hotel on Route 28. No injuries reported. Let's take a look at power outages. Chatham and Harwich have the most customers without power this morning. About 74% of Chatham customers, about 68% of Harwich customers, 48% of customers are in the dark in Dennis. A quarter of homes and businesses are without power in Yarmouth. And there are also outages in Barnstable, Mashpee, Brewster, and the National Weather Service confirms one of two tornadoes touched down in South Yarmouth yesterday, just after noon. It brought down trees and cut off power to businesses and residents. No word of any injuries. And it reportedly touched down along Trotting Park Road and Lower County Road near Route 28. Bella Marie works at the Dairy Queen in South Yarmouth and says things got a little crazy before the tornado hit.
It just looked like really hard rain and wind. We all stayed inside. We shut the doors. So we kind of just waited for it to pass.
Cleanup could take several an hour. Yarmouth Town Administrator Dan Kapagnik says yesterday's storm comes at a particularly bad time.
That coupled with some of the other issues that have been going on related to the shark situation is it couldn't come for our tourist season at the worst time.
Eversource has brought crews from around New England to help restore power. Cleanup could take a couple of days. But your forecast for today and the next couple of days, not so bad. Temps in the low to mid.
CAI, I'm Sam Houghton from Woods Hole. Cape Cod officials met with Governor Charlie Baker following yesterday's tornado. No injuries have been reported, and the only building damage has been at the Cape Sands Inn in Yarmouth, which lost a portion of its roof. But about 30,000 people remain without electricity, including many small businesses. Harwich Town Administrator Chris Clark says he's concerned about the days following the cleanup.
The concern that I have is that there's so much debris.
Yeah.
We only have limited DPW resources. We have about 8 crews, 5 from the town, 3 from area towns. And what happens is this isn't going to be a 24-hour or 36-hour. This is going to go on, and we need to relieve people and let them go home. And I think having those additional resources come in to backfill is really what's going to be critical to help us get through this.
State Senator Julian Sear says the tornado has come at a difficult time for the region.
So one of the biggest concerns, you know, that we're facing, you know, in addition to the immediate response, is this is the heart of our tourism season. Most of our communities, we make our lives off of folks coming here and spending time. And so there's a lot of concern around how do we get back open for business.
Officials say damage to this extent on the Cape in the 2 square miles affected hasn't been seen since Hurricane Bob in 1991. In other news, Massachusetts lawmakers have introduced a bill that would make... Governor Baker visited Harwich today to speak with public safety officials about recovery efforts after a rare tornado touched down in the town yesterday. Baker says there's an estimate that the tornado affected about 2 square miles of the Mid-Cape and that the state is sending in crews to help the towns make a full recovery as soon as possible.
We fully expect that we'll be here on the ground until everything that needs to get done is done, and we'll work with these folks to make sure they collect all the data and the information they need to pursue federal reimbursements and other available resources to help them pay for this.
Officials believe the power can be restored to most affected residents by the weekend.
It's 6:06. Good morning. I'm Catherine Ident in Woods Hole. The sound of workers cleaning up on the Mid and Lower Cape yesterday. Harwich, Dennis, Chatham, and Mashpee. Workers are cleaning up from Tuesday morning's tornado damage. That'll continue today. Crews from Connecticut and New Hampshire and Western Mass are on the Cape to help restore power to the nearly 4,000 homes and businesses that still don't have electricity this morning. The National Weather Service initially said one tornado hit the Cape, but now confirmed there were two. One touched down in Barnstable and ran through Yarmouth. The other touched down in Harwich. Governor Charlie Baker visited Harwich yesterday. Baker discussed recovery efforts with first responders in Harwich during a tour of the damage.
It's very hard at this point to calculate how much debris and how much damage has been created by this because, first of all, people are very focused on removing debris and very focused on getting roads open and very focused on dealing with the very real issues that residents and businesses have with respect to being able to get back into and out of their property.
The governor says it could be several days before officials know the scale and scope of the damage. Power is still out to about 3,700 homes in the mid and lower Cape. Power was restored mainly in Mashpee, where there was also some storm-related damage. In your forecast, calm weather for today. Thanks for joining us. The tornado that touched down on the Cape on Tuesday was only the third ever reported in the Cape's history, this according to the National Weather Service. So how and why did such a rarity occur? WCAI's Eve Zukoff is here in studio with me now to help explain. Good morning, Eve.
Good morning, Katie. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. So why did a tornado touch down on Cape Cod?
Yes, there are actually a number of ingredients here that kind of created the perfect storm, but bear with me. So first, the weekend's heat wave contributed. That's for sure.
Okay.
Tornadoes really like that humid, muggy air that we had. And that air sometimes mixes and meets with a cold front, which sat and stalled over the Cape on Monday. So that's a huge part of this. And then actually there needs to be a change in wind direction and wind speed at high altitudes. It causes the wind to swirl horizontally, which creates the turning at the surface that we see as a tornado. Finally, the very last ingredient of this is actually the jet stream, which is essentially a fast-moving river of wind. It's responsible for our weather patterns, and it looks like a wave with peaks and valleys. And on Tuesday, one of those valleys was just like hammering down on the northeast, and it created these extreme upward motions of air that cause thunderstorms and, in this case, a tornado. So really it was the perfect combination of the jet stream, the heat on the Cape, the cold front over the Cape, and it just created the perfect rare conditions to create a tornado.
Wow, really rare. I mean, we have humidity and heat all the time, but not in conjunction with those other factors.
Exactly.
That then made this fierce weather system.
Right.
So the next question I've had this week in thinking about this, and I'm sure others have had, is this kind of a one-off, a true rarity, or is there a climate connection here that might make these more common in the future?
Yeah, so the answer is a soft yes, we'll say.
Okay.
But I actually, to explain this, I asked that very question to Jennifer Francis. She's an atmospheric scientist at the Woods Hole Research Center, and here is a little bit of how she answered that.
We can't take one tornado and say, yep, climate change did it, but we can certainly point to factors related to climate change and say unusual weather is happening more often. These kinds of things are going to happen more often.
So that's an important distinction. There's no one storm that we can ever really point to and say, see, that's climate change there. But it is really important to think about those factors. And one that she mentioned to me actually is one good example of how climate change contributed to this, to tornadoes in general, to these kinds of unusual weather events, is that there's a lot more heat and moisture in the atmosphere because of climate change. And that moisture is actually fuel for these kinds of extreme storms, including tornadoes. So climate change is just creating the right circumstances. And keep in mind, those factors don't just affect tornadoes. That fuel can be for any other kind of very serious storm and unusual weather.
Right. Now I'm thinking hurricane, because a hurricane is a concern that we have here in the Cape.
There also
an EF1 tornado that touched down in two towns on Tuesday. Baker says it could be several days before officials even know the scale and scope of the debris and damage from that tornado. Mike Kiernan with the Harwich Department of Public Works says cleanup could take a little bit of time.
Some of these trees have been here for a couple hundred years, and you know, 110 miles an hour like that, I don't know how long they were. The tornado was working on the trees, but we got quite a few trees down. So probably going to go for a couple more days.
We have still 3,400 homes, give or take, and businesses without powers along the Cape. 2 days after two tornadoes that hit the mid and lower Cape, workers are still assessing the damage even as they work to get the debris cleared away. WCAI reporter Sarah Mises-Tan went to Harwich yesterday, where some of the worst damage occurred, and she also heard from Governor Charlie Baker, who was in the region to see the damage for himself. And she's here with us now live in studio to talk about what she saw and what she knows. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
morning, Catherine. Thanks for coming in. So I just said two tornadoes. National Weather Service is now saying that there were two. So explain.
Yes, absolutely. So the National Weather Service had previously been saying that it was one tornado that had touched down twice in two towns, and it is now reporting there are two. These were two separate Category EF1 tornadoes that touched down, one with a 5.5-mile path in South Yarmouth and another one with a 2.8-mile path in Harwich.
Wow. So that's interesting to hear, because we were saying, yeah, it kind of like skip hopped. But in fact, there were two systems that actually touched down. And you went to Harwich, where I said also that there's been quite a bit of damage. We still know that there are about 1,800 customers there without electricity. And officials are saying that kind of around the region from this storm, there were as many as 3,700 trees knocked down. So what did things look like in Harwich?
Yeah, there's a ton of traffic going into Harwich Main Street. A lot of small businesses are still without power. And there are a couple roads that were closed, but probably around the time that we got there, which was around mid-morning, a lot of the trees had been cleared. There were still some like cones on the road, but most of the trees that had fallen in the road were cleared. But certainly a lot of trees had fallen. A lot of locals were saying that the damage that they had seen caused in Harwich was about equivalent, even though it took about 5 minutes versus, you know, hours, it was about equivalent to the damage that they saw in 1991 during Hurricane Bob.
Which is truly incredible. And Governor Charlie Baker, as I said, came down to the Cape and kind of talked about what his administration can do and took a look at the damage himself. And he's going to be asking for federal help. Is that right?
Yeah, I think there is discussion. They are still assessing the extent of the damage. They're using drones, which is kind of interesting, to kind of survey areas that they can't necessarily get to on foot. And so I think that when I was there yesterday, they were still trying to get a handle around just how much damage and what they would need to ask the federal government for.
Right. And we have heard some sound this morning from officials there who are concerned, saying that this is going to take a few days. And we also heard from State Senator Julian Sear, who is concerned kind of about the bigger picture here.
In the news this hour, Governor Charlie Baker has activated the Massachusetts National Guard to help clean up and recovery efforts in four Cape Cod communities struck by tornadoes and high winds this week. The governor said today he activated the Guard at the request of four towns, Dennis, Harwich, Chatham, and Yarmouth. Up to 500 Guard members, along with more than 200 state prisons workers and nearly 100 inmates from minimum security facilities, will also help.
Power has been restored to customers who were hit by those storms. Meanwhile, some business owners are worried the week's round of bad weather could affect tourism in the height of the season. In Yarmouth, the Cape Sands Inn is entirely closed and relocated all of its guests after the roof blew off on Tuesday. Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce Wendy Northcross, CEO, had this to say.
So to close the entire property has been a good decision on their part, but they may have just lost this entire season. And hopefully they can get back up and running maybe late August and capitalize on the lucrative business that we do see on the Cape in the fall.
Northcross says the chamber will look into creating a small business loan fund to help business owners who may not have enough insurance coverage to offset losses from those tornadoes. In sports, I'm Denton Woods Hole with some local news. The Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce is predicting that this week's tornadoes may have a ripple effect on tourism. It's still uncertain how much revenue may have been lost, as we are in peak tourism season. And there are concerns that many in seasonal rentals and hotels may have cut their vacations short due to the power outages. Nevertheless, Wendy Northcross of the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce says there are some bright spots.
Our sense is that most people, so they invested in their vacation. They were making the best of it by going out to eat instead of cooking it in their rental units. It was a little bit of a boomlet for some restaurants. If they were open, they had quite a robust business, especially in the mid and lower Cape.
Power has been restored to homes and businesses affected by the two tornadoes, and Governor Charlie Baker has called out some 500 National Guard to assist in the cleanup.